Reference books. Okay, reference books in the 21st century secondary school classroom. You know, with the lightning speed computer technology, you know, children and, you know, in our case, young adults can manipulate the keys of the keyboard at lightning speed with much more finesse than most adults. When we use a word processor on the computer to write essays and reports, research papers, and letters, you know, the computer can highlight the misspellings, correct grammar, sentence structure, even predict what sentence we're trying to write. So why should we continue to teach antiquated skills of using dictionaries, for example, to help us read and write? All this information is readily available within seconds at the click of a mouse. Well, it's important. Basic dictionary skills transfer to the use of other reference books that students will use in the future to conduct research or find information. Dictionaries are the very first reference books that we learn to use. And they're the backbone for learning how to use a thesaurus, an encyclopedia, periodicals, you know, recipe books, and so on, even if they're online. Once students understand the layout of a dictionary and how words are organized alphabetically and grouped together using guide words, you know, it makes the child more proficient with language in general. And I will tell you, you know, just for encyclopedias, the old Encyclopedia Britannica is alive and well online, and students do use it. It is a very credible source of information.